RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Hughes Clues is back, a one day only to end the 2025 year. How are you feeling 2 hours into Hughes Clues?
I feel really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting everything out of this that I wanted, so I'm proud of myself for that.
So
I mean,
you're poking at people with
these. Yeah. I mean, you know how I do.
Are you proud? Yes. What makes you the most proud when we get to the 1 o'clock hour, excuse me?
Right.
I get hiccups.
No, pop. Yeah.
You ever have the hiccups on the air?
Not on the air. Not, no.
So I'm dealing with them right now. I think
you hold your breath. Can't you hold your breath?
Why can't
you? Well, you hold your breath, and I'll do the talking. See, while you over there holding your breath, Joe, trying to get the hiccups right, I will quarterback the show, and I will talk about all the things that I am thankful for this last year. I'm thankful for having Hughes Clues back because I know how much it torments and irritates people. I am also proud of the fact that I say Tyler Shough's name the way that I say it because it irritates people. People don't realize that there's a lot of times, not as far as my football analysis is concerned, because I take that very seriously. But I am in the space where I find it laughable that people will go out of their way to correct my enunciation or be mad at the way that I say certain things. And I'm like, dog, what is not going on in your life so much that is your biggest pet peeve with somebody that you've never met? Like, that is fascinating to me. Instead of just sitting back and being like, hey, he said it wrong, and just keep it moving. Like, you go out of your way to tell somebody that, or you'll call Kyle or Luke and be like, hey, he pronounced that wrong. Dude, get a life or a girlfriend.
You're saying they should be annoyed at other things or more important things.
Luke, I go out every day and I see certain things that happen on a day-to-day basis, and I just find it fascinating that, I look at our medium that we're in as entertainment, and it should be looked at as such, but I find it fascinating how people will get bent out of shape and say mean and hurtful things to you because they're listening and we're doing a job that we love to entertain people. Like at the end of the day, our job is to be entertaining and to be informative at the same time. But for some people, being entertaining and informative is not good enough.
So I think I'm good now, and I appreciate that. And a couple of things I noticed. One, I think I might take some more hiccup breaks when I just want a break and just let you go. Two, I like how you started with thankful and you turned to petty within 35 seconds.
Listen, at this point in my life, they're intertwined. Like,
I'm so thankful for this and that. And you guys who don't like it, screw you.
No, but you know what? I've been doing some soul searching.
Oh, yeah? Is this part of the New Year's resolutions you're working on?
Well, I've been, I've been told on more than one occasion that I'm a little shallow.
Okay.
And I've been told.
I never told you that.
You never said that, but I've also been told that I'm really nonchalant, and I don't put forth effort.
You're a reserved personality.
Well,
relaxed.
I don't. I've been told on more than one occasion that I don't put forth effort.
This sounds more like maybe a friend than it would be a.
You try to do better. And if we're being honest, in this dating realm.
Here we go.
I've been told that, I was talking to Ice Lovely Wife last night, and I was, just telling her stories, and she kind of shook her head at me and told me I need to do better. So
well, that's something we all agree on. Hugh needs to do better. Does Hugh Douglas need to – I'm going to put that poll up now. Does Hugh Douglas need to do better in 2026?
I love Ike's my brother, and Renee's my sister, And when she was telling me this, she was like, seriously, Hugh? I mean, you know, because I guess, you know, women like flowers and they like random flowers.
Sure. You don't do that?
They die. Like, I would rather have,
I mean,
like,
Hugh,
for me,
most things that live die.
Yeah, but it's just like, I didn't know flowers was such a big deal, like, to people. Like, that it shows, like, I was always of the mindset that if you do other things, that shows how much you care about folks. But folks be wanting flowers and, you know, affirmation and stuff.
Well, then send flowers.
It's a lot. Just saying, man.
Just send some flowers.
Nobody no damn flowers.
All right, I'm putting the poll up. Does Hugh Douglas need to do better in 2026? All right, before we get back to the phone lines, your guest for Hugh's Clues, and we'll let you hear what they're talking about on Chicago Radio, 670 The Score this week, about the 2 seed and about the Eagles and about what they're doing this weekend with their game against the Lions. I think it was an interesting conversation they were having. Hugh, we do have some NFL news, and it does impact the postseason here. Now, I'm not sure where this goes from here. I'm not sure if this is a thing in the moment, or this is going to be more of an offseason thing, but this is from Boston 25, a news station up in New England. I'm reading right from the article. New England Patriots star Stephon Diggs is facing serious criminal charges. Felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what happened or how it happened.
Oh, wow.
But he's obviously got some legal things against him right now. So,
you up there choking people?
Well, you can't do that. So we'll see what happens. But that if he can't play or if there's an NFL suspension, that will impact the NFL postseason. So we'll keep an eye on it. But Stephon Diggs faces some legal issues up in the New England area. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear in a couple minutes what they're talking about in Chicago these days about the 2 seed and about the Bears. Nancy in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
hey.
Nancy. How you doing?
I'm good. I've been thinking since the last Washington game about how angry that coach was at the end of the game about thinking the Eagles were trying to run up the score.
Nancy, he wasn't that angry.
Are you going to stop me, Q?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Nancy, you might be on to something.
I'm worried about retaliation. I mean, he did say, you know, we're going to play him again in 2 weeks.
You know what, Nancy, I hear you, and I did not mean to cut you off, Nancy.
Nancy was cooking.
But Nancy, he's a fake tough guy. He ain't no tough guy.
Wow.
Dan Quinn, fake tough guy.
Those guys.
Hey, man, what happened to Nancy?
Well, she got upset at you and probably threw the phone across the room. Let's put Nancy back on hold. I want to get her guess.
Dan Quinn, a fake tough guy, man.
You and Dan Quinn have beef for back in the day. And then we all know that. when you basically asked me if he should be fired on your radio show in Atlanta.
Joe Wechter's listening.
Yeah.
He says Stephon Diggs should send flowers. Joe Wechter writing them at home.
Well, Stephon, if he's listening and out of practice, send flowers to the person you may have damaged.
Flowers make him feel better. I don't know who he choked. I want to know who he choked, though.
Well, I'm sure that'll come out. I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like a problem for the Patriots. I would say that.
Get ready to go to the playoffs. You out there choking folks?
Can't do that. Trying to fight for the 1 seed, we can't be choking people. All right, let's get back to Nancy, who's cooking here. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. So if you don't agree with me about that, don't you think that you think the coach is maybe a little wimpy, but the players aren't, and they've got nothing to play for but killing the Eagles, you know, yucking on their yum.
You know what, though, Nancy? You're right. Uh-huh. And it's going to be tough because it's the Commodores. But that's this division. That's uh-huh. If you're playing the Cowboys, if you're playing the Giants. The Giants came out and they put hands on us the first time we played them this season. Mm-hmm. It's just always like that. It's the nature of the beast.
Okay.
But Nancy, to your point, I think it is interesting to bring up because let's say they are a little salty, right? And obviously their one player was when he was fighting all the Eagles on the mm-hmm. field there. You know, that plays into my thinking too. I mean, like, it's a meaningless game for in some mm-hmm. sense, right? If the Chicago Bears win, it would be meaningless for seeding. And I don't want a guy like Frankie Louvu taking cheap shots at Saquon or Jalen Hurts for the hell of it. Like, I'm not interested in that this week.
Good thinking. I'm with you.
Nancy, what are you thinking here in terms of Hugh's clues? Well, that's what I need to know.
Well, I wondered if I could just take a second to enlighten Hugh on another issue.
Oh, of course. I mean, anytime you want to enlighten Hugh,
I'm being enlightened.
You get the floor. Yeah.
Several weeks ago, you were talking about a coach. You thought it was Coach Mora, who made a comment about his team's execution. And I actually remember what happened. It wasn't Mora. It was back in the beginning of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and their coach's last name was McKay. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his first name.
I think it's John McKay.
John McKay. He was asked in an interview, Coach, what do you think of your team's execution? And his answer was, I'm in favor of it.
No, you're right. You're right, Nancy. I do remember that.
Yes.
You're right.
Okay. All right. Here's clues. I'm not right because I didn't hear the they. I was thinking GPS.
GPS. Nancy? Yeah. Not a bad answer. Nancy, we appreciate it. Now, I don't know if GPS has gotten more popular in recent years. I think it's become more easy to use, right? Like, because a lot of the cars have the interface now where you just put the Google map on your phone and then it just shows up on the screen you have in front of you. So it's become easier to use. But I feel like people have been using it for, I don't know, 15 years, GPS, right? Like
at
most
least
people.
15 years.
Yeah, at least. I remember when I first started to drive, this was, I don't know, 20 years ago. I had like printout directions because we didn't have smartphones.
Remember they used to have maps.
Yeah, the MapQuest.
They used to have maps.
Yeah, maps. Well, like real maps.
Yeah.
And then you could print out like the step by step, which our phone just shows us.
You know,
now.
I remember talking to a guy that at the time worked at Lockheed Martin, and he was talking about how they were going to start putting GPSs in cars. It's amazing how much technology we've amassed. And when you really think about it in a short period of time, because that's back in 1995.
Yeah.
When we didn't have, and like, I remember when there were brick phones, you know, and now look at how far we've come in technology. And that was 95. Because I remember one of the biggest things, like say if you went aftermarket with your vehicle, that was one of the things that they offered because it wasn't offered in the car. You could get a screen that had GPS, and it was just the basic pixelated GPS.
Does anyone ever get lost anymore? Is that a thing?
I mean,
it feels hard to get lost.
Even if you do get lost, you're lost for 2 minutes?
Yeah. And then they'll get you back on track.
Yeah.
I mean, like when I was young, we would get lost.
All the time.
Just driving and you gotta know where you are and you try to figure. I mean, you have to pull over and ask someone, maybe at a gas station, whatever, for directions. It feels crazy now to say. Like people used to get lost and now they probably won't ever again. Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Or a couple polls up here. At the Midday Show account. The first one, should the Eagles play their starters in Week 18 versus the Commanders? Hugh, we got two choices here. Yes, go for the 2 seed, or no, rest for the playoffs. Where do you think the
go
voting
for the 2 seed.
You're right, 59%.
Ain't no soft Eagle fans.
No, 41% you're calling soft, because 41% voted the other way. And then our most recent poll, does Hugh Douglas need to do better in 2026?
That's probably like 100% yes.
At 69% yes.
Yeah,
31% are good with the Hugh you've been in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm starting to get, you know, I need to do better. I need to consolidate.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Consolidate? What does that mean?
That means I just need to do better. Consolidate, like be more, I guess, attentive.
I mean, that's always good to be attentive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You talking about professionally or personally?
Both.
Okay, let's go to...
This is the year of reflect. This is the time of year you reflect on stuff like that.
You know what? I think the new tradition could be our final show of the year. Hugh reflects on himself. His pros, his cons, what people are upset about Hugh in 2025. I'm sure there's a long list. Taj is up in Philly. What's up, Taj?
Yo, what's up, fellas? What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I gotta say, man, we gotta sit him, man. We gotta sit him this year. I just don't for a few reasons. I don't think that there's anybody in the NFC that we need to worry about. Like, I really feel like the seeding is overrated. We have the type of one thing I really feel like us as fans, we have to understand that the Eagles showed us who they are all season and who we are. We're more of a defensive team than an offensive team. And we have an offense that's good enough to win games. So I don't think we're ever going to see them put 40 up or need some type of continuity to go into the playoffs for their offense to explode. I think they showed us who we are, showed us who they are all year. We'll put up maybe 20 points, and 20 points with this defense is enough to win the game.
Well, Hugh's been on that for a while. Yeah, the 21 number.
21.
Taj, to your point on the seeding, and maybe it's a little bit overrated. I think right now, because their injuries, the Packers look like the weakest team that's going to be in the playoffs. So it would be, I'd rather face them. But all the other teams are basically the same. They're all good. I don't know if any of them are unbeatable. I mean, I don't think any of them are. But they're all good. I mean, the reality is we're going to have to go through in some order, probably. Rams or Niners, Bears, Seahawks, right? In some order, we're going to probably have to face all three of them.
Yeah, and I really believe that the way the playoffs are going to set up, we could mess around and have another playoff home game due to the fact that every team in the playoffs is nobody really that much better than anybody else. I think we're a little bit better than everybody, but as far as everybody else playing each other, I think we could mess around and have another home playoff game if the right team gets knocked off. And I think if we have to be on the road this year, we have the team that's built for that. We got defense, and our defense is – I really feel like we're not getting enough credit for how good this defense is.
That's amazing. I mean, Taj, for them to go to Buffalo and do that to Josh Allen's team, it is amazing. Taj, good phone call. We appreciate it. All right, I want to unpack what he said there. Could we get another home playoff game even if we are the 3 seed, which, you know, seems unlikely, but I –
Yeah, if things fall your way.
Yeah, and they could this year. All right, we'll get to that in a second. Let's hear, though, what they were talking about out in Chicago. 670 The Score. Conversation with their morning show and their guest, Clay Harbor, talking about the Bears.
Clay.
And the 2 seed and how much they should push to win this game. Because, I mean, this conversation, I guess, out there of do they have to rest? But they control it, right? They win. They're going to be the 2 seed. Here's that conversation they were having out in Chicago.
The difference between a 2 and a 3 seed is big because if you plan on winning a game in the playoffs, you want to be at home that second game.
Absolutely.
Right? So a guy like Ben Johnson, he's not just going to go, hey, we have home field advantage of the first game. The second game doesn't really matter. No, you want to have home field advantage for the first 2 games. Obviously, you don't have the 1 seed. What if somebody upsets the 1 seed? You can have the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It would be at the opposite side the bracket. You got to go out to win this game against the Lions. The Lions are going to want nothing more than to play spoilers against the Bears going to the offseason. Yes, that's exactly what they want to do. But you got to go out there, avenge that big loss you had, which is a stain on your kind of record right before you got going. You were 0-2, came back, obviously had this great season. But you want to win this game. I don't subscribe to the people that are saying, oh, you know, you'd rather play the West team, have them come to Chicago, or I don't want to play the Packers again. No. You want to get the second seed, home field advantage. I think whoever you're playing is going to be a good team. You're going to have to come out there and make plays. I think the Rams would be the toughest. I think I would rather play Green Bay, but neither here nor there. That home field is big.
All right, so they're having a similar conversation to ours. Obviously, they control it because if the Bears win, they just get the two seed. But Hugh, he said something. That's Clay Harbor, obviously played for the Eagles at one point. Now does some media out in Chicago. He talked about how the two seed or the three could end up getting another home game. And
yeah, if it falls the right way.
So I'm thinking about it from the Eagles' perspective. Let's say they stay at the three. It's not crazy to think that the NFC title game could be back here after they beat the Bears. So if the Eagles stay at the three and the Bears get the two, that would be the second round game, right? Eagles win, Bears win, we would go to Chicago. Let's say the Seahawks are the one seed, right? They beat the Niners on Saturday. Would you be surprised if the Rams are the five and they go to Seattle and knock off the Seahawks? I wouldn't. They almost beat them a couple weeks ago.
Now, I know somebody called in early and they were talking about how they're not afraid of anybody and like we're the better team. I don't subscribe to that. I think that we have a chance. And I think that the fact that we are defending Super Bowl champions gives us a leg up over everybody else because, you know, we've been through these scenarios before. But you mess around and you have a day where you struggle to get to 21 points and you get a team that's hanging around that can score at will. Mm. Because let's be honest, that game came down to a Josh Allen uncharacteristic throw.
He missed.
Yeah. At the end.
He makes all the time.
I mean, and listen, not taking anything away from the defense and how they played, because they played salty. But that was an uncharacteristic throw for him.
I agree.
And if you look at the – like, because I'm looking at it like this, folks. The formula right now to beat the Eagles or try to beat the Eagles is try – if you can figure out a way to match up well with that defense and get put 27 points on the board, they're not they struggle to score 21. So that's how I would go into this. And that in the way that I would probably attack this team, I was surprised as well as they ran the ball that they attacked it the way that they attacked it in the middle. When I was looking and there was some opportunity, but I'm looking and I'm watching like everybody else and yep. I see it and it might not be like that on the field. Just to be fair, but I see perimeter plays that probably could have hit if they would have went to the perimeter. But those D tackles in there were so stout, it doesn't happen. So you get into a game where it's say two things, a team that can either score fast or a team that can take you through there with the time of possession like Chicago did and methodically just beat you up down the field. That's where you're going to get in trouble at.
I agree. I just, you know, when I heard Clay talk about it that way, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Eagles are the three, Bears are the two, Eagles beat the Bears in the second round in Chicago, and then the Rams upset the Seahawks as the five over the one, and we get the title game back here even as a three seed. It's a weird year. I wouldn't be surprised if a three or a four or something like that hosts a title game this year in the NFL. Chris in Upper Darby's up. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, I really don't think that we should be playing our starters this last game. I mean, I just don't see really any real reason as to why. I mean, I know Hugh's point is just like, you know, you want to see the offense go out there and score, 21 points? But we already scored more than 21 points against a Washington team that's very bad. So for us to go and score 21 points on them again, I don't think really does anything. And on top of that, I think we're at the point, you know, in the season where the offense just kind of is what it is, and we're just going to have to ride with it and ride into the playoffs with whatever they are.
You might be right about
that. And, you know, another thing is, too, like, I don't think we should play our starters simply because I don't want nobody getting hurt just because we're trying to chase the two seed. And honestly, I feel like, you know, if we are what we are, we may not even really need the two seed, and we kind of just play whoever we play, and whether we're at home or not, you know.
Well, and then with that, Chris, they could chase it all they want. They could play all their starters. They could win, and it might not matter, right? If the Bears beat the Lions, it doesn't matter, right? We're the three seed no matter what we do. So that, like, I think it'd be different if the Eagles controlled it. Then it would be a simple, like, just go win, and you get the two seed. This isn't really in our control. That's what's pushing me to say, come on, like, we got a lot to risk here for something that's not in our control. Chris, what do you got for us? A guess for Hugh's Clues.
I'm probably going to be way off, but I was going to say CDs.
CDs.
Oh, now, that's a good guess.
But now, have they been more popular in recent years? It feels like they've gone backwards.
Fell off. Yeah. Yeah. I remember Tower Records used to be on South Street.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
I think we're moving towards the point where this is a bad reflection on you, Hugh.
What's that?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think we're getting close now.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
but
we only have, again, we can't go home until we get an answer here.
Well,
right?
I'm okay with that. Well, you better start thinking. Put your thinking.
All right. 215-592-9494. That is how you hot boy. Ross Tucker. He joins us every Tuesday. He will join us next. And Ross, for the first time, gets to call a regular season Eagles game on tonight. It's a CBS game. We'll talk to Ross about that. I'm sure it's a thrill for him. And all this. Should they start the guys? Should they play the starters? The seeding implications? And who the Eagles could play versus who they want to play? That's all coming up. We'll have Ross Tucker on. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. And your guesses for a love of the game, Hugh's Clues. We'll get you a third clue as well. Obviously, you need one because these first two clues are not going to Douglas's way. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, you heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind Fair Play injury protection covering all first-half injuries, not just in pro football, but in pro basketball as well. That's right. And that's why there's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. Monday night is an association. Continue to prove my point. Denver versus Miami. Denver's three-time MVP big man went down, boom, with seconds to go in the second quarter and did not return in the second half. Fanatics Fair Play voided all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays instantaneously. Some books protect your bet from just the first quarter. Some do nothing at all. But at Fanatics Sportsbook, they will flip losing bets into winning bets for the whole pro basketball season. I got the numbers right here to prove it, people. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 51% of SGPs. Don't wait for a bad beat with other books. Bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good day, show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we will finish up Hugh's Clues at some point. Hugh's going to have to give out a third clue. It's for the love of the game, Hugh's Clues on this Tuesday. And we debate, should the Eagles play their starters on Sunday against the Commanders? I say no. The risk doesn't feel worth the potential reward for me because, again, the Eagles don't control. Hugh Douglas says yes. Where do you come down? All right, back to everyone's phone calls. But now we got to talk to a guy that we talk to every Tuesday. You know him. You hear him here on WIP very often. Of course, you hear him with the Eagles preseason games. You hear him on the NFL on CBS. And how about this Sunday? For the first time, you'll hear Ross Tucker calling a regular season
Ross blowing up.
Eagles game, which I'm sure is going to be a treat for him. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Good, Ross, before we get to everything with all the Eagles stuff and seeding and the playoffs, it's got to be a thrill that you're going to be calling a regular season Eagles game this Sunday.
Yeah, no question, man. It's funny because I found out, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago that Trent Green off for CBS, his son's getting married, so they gave him the weekend off, and they told me I'd be with Kevin Harlan this weekend. So obviously I'm fired up about that. Kevin and I probably do 4 or 5 games a year together on Western One Radio. You know, so obviously I'm working with Kevin, love working with Kevin. That part of it was cool. And then, you know, when the schedule came out Sunday night, I saw that Commanders Eagles was CBS, and I thought, I wonder what chance there is that could be my game. And then yesterday, right around this time, I'd say like 24 hours ago, I found out that I was officially doing Eagles Commanders, which it's really, really special just because all of my family and friends are diehard Eagles fans. And they know I do the Eagles preseason, and they know I do a lot of stuff on WIP, and they love that. But it's obviously different when you do a regular season game. You know, not everybody's watching the preseason game. So it'll be really cool. I've only really told, like, my immediate family. So it'll be funny to see how many people find out at 4:25 on Sunday. My phone should be interesting at halftime of that one.
Hold on, Ross. Am I detecting a little nervousness here? You seem a little humbled. I mean, you've done this before. It's just different because it's a real game. Are you a little nervous?
No, not at all. Really just excited. I mean, I've already done, I don't know, 10 or 11 NFL games this year for CBS with Tom McCarthy. It's just this will be the first Eagles one, which is why it's so cool for my family and friends. But no, I mean, honestly, when I found out the news, I was thrilled because obviously I already watch every snap of the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So from a preparation standpoint, I'll no matter who plays. And then, you know, even the Commanders, I end up calling the Commanders and Cowboys on Christmas for Westwood One. We did the Santa Claus stuff in the morning, and then I drove down to D.C. and did that game. So I've watched, you know, every snap of the Commanders the last three games. So I'm like, I'm as ready to go to start a week as I could possibly be from a preparation standpoint.
You know, I'm kind of curious, Ross, because we've been talking about it all day. Curious on two fronts. What do you make of Dan Quinn's, Coach Quinn's, veiled threats about this upcoming game, right? And that's number one. And number two is, what is your thought process when it comes to resting the Eagles players, knowing that there's a potential for you to get the number two seed?
Yeah, so I'll start with the Dan Quinn thing. Really intrigued and looking forward to talking with him. I think we're talking with him on Friday and just kind of ask him why he took that so personally. You know, I'm pretty confident.
Like, what's wrong, bro? What's wrong, bro?
Well, I mean, look, there's a difference between it really, really bothered him and he's using it as fuel for his players and, you know, indicating to them that Eagles shouldn't have done it, disrespectful. Whatever they're going to do, right? I mean, look, it's week 18. They've had a really disappointing year. They're out of it. And so if that's the little extra fuel that they want to use to try to go out there and get a win against the Eagles on Sunday, I get that. I guess I'm just curious to talk to him and say, did it really bother you that much? Because I'm pretty sure the Eagles were just doing what the chart – I'm pretty sure the Eagles were just doing what the chart says.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of it, I'll be curious to ask him about. As for who the Eagles should play on, you know, it's funny. I don't think there's necessarily a right or a wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one where you can make a really strong argument either way, and I know you guys have been. I guess the issue that I have is that they really control it. You know, it would be a different scenario if you told me that if the Eagles beat the Commanders, they're definitely the two seed. That's a different conversation than the Eagles have to beat the Commanders and the Bears have to lose. You know, I don't like the lack of control.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is the Eagles probably don't, right? Like, you're counting on someone else that's, by the way, lost three straight games and not playing very well. That's the problem I have with it. I think it's a much, much different conversation if it's a win and you're the number two seed situation for the Eagles.
Ross, I'm curious your perspective on how big of an advantage the Eagles could create. Because, you know, we've been debating how much of an advantage they could create if they win, right? And the Bears lose and they get the two and all the machinations of what that means, who they play and extra home games. But let's go to the other side. Let's say they are thinking and seriously about resting their starters. How much of a difference do you think a full week off would mean to their top 10 or so players they would have off? And then, Ross, I've started to think about what Saturday night could be, because there's a scenario where if the 49ers win Saturday night, the Seahawks are locked into the 5, which means the Rams are locked into the 6. And I know Sean McVay said last night they plan to play. I don't buy it. If they wake up Sunday morning and they're the 6 seed, I don't think McVay's going to put his starters out there. So, Ross, I have this thing in my head where the Eagles try, the Bears still win, the Eagles play a full game. Meanwhile, the Rams, who would be their opponent if it's 3-6 that way, sit on Sunday, and they come in here rested. Meanwhile, we played for no reason. Ross, what's the advantage of a full week off for the Eagles' 10 or so best players?
Well, so it's funny, Joe, because people, and I would think Hugh feels the same way, maybe not, but people, you know, when I was a player or even now, like, you know, what do you wish you had more of? You know, do you wish you were a little bit faster or a little bit stronger or bigger or whatever, right? And the truth is, if you could give me anything late in the season, just let me feel a little bit better. Just please let me feel a little bit better. I mean, I can remember so many games where I was playing with a herniated disc in my back or this in my elbow and knee, and I wouldn't have asked to be bigger or faster or stronger. Can you just make this thing not hurt as much? Can you just allow me to, like, wake up and feel really good that day physically? And that's what I think Sirianni and the Eagles would do if they end up going that route, is just trying to let as many of those guys as possible feel as good as possible when they play that first playoff game, because it makes a difference. I mean, it's a long season. These guys have been so banged up. I mean, what, Landon Dickerson's had two knee surgeries since last season ended. Juergens had the back surgery, and he's missed time multiple times. I mean, think about even Jalen Carter. He kind of showed he could do it, but I'm sure it would be nice if he could rest those shoulders. Lane Johnson gets another week. You know, I think, you know, we know how talented they are. We know they can do it. I think those guys would say, hey, can you just give us the best chance to go on this run? Can you give us the best opportunity to feel as good as we can to try to get this thing done?
Ross Tucker with us here as we get set for Week 18. Ross will be on the call on CBS of the Eagles and the Commanders. Ross, how would you assess the league and the playoff scenarios and the teams in as we go into Week 18? Because it hit me last night watching the Monday night game between the Falcons and the Rams that I don't know if I've ever gone into the final week of a season with really little idea of who's going to win the Super Bowl. Like, oftentimes I'm wrong, but I have a feeling, right? I think it's going to be that team or that team. Russ, I've thought the Rams are the most impressive team all year. They're going to be the 5 or 6 seed. They're probably going to have to win 3 road playoff games. That's not typically how teams win the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean they can't. The Eagles are good, but they've been flawed all year. Russ, is it in your mind as wide open as it seems to me?
There is no question. I mean, the fact that the Jaguars can still be the 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, or 7 seed is just hilarious. And, you know, it's funny because I was talking with guys in Houston this morning, right? Who's the team in either the AFC or the NFC that you're really afraid of, you know, that you really want to have to face? Because if you're, you know, I was talking to the Houston guy, radio guys. If you're the Houston Texans, are you that afraid of playing like the Denver Broncos? The Patriots? I mean, I wouldn't be. If I'm the Texans, I'm thinking I'm just as good as them, if not better. The NFC is the same way. And it's funny, Joe, that you said that because I tweeted last night right before the Falcons-Rams started at Ross Tucker NFL that to me it's wild that the best team, who I thought was the Rams, probably not anymore, who I thought was the Rams before last night's game, had 2 games to play and had no chance whatsoever to win their division or be the number one seed. No chance to do anything other than 3 road playoff games. Then, of course, they got down 21-0, and everybody and their brother was clowning me on social media, like, hey, buddy, you sure they're still the best team? You sure they're still the best team? Here's the thing. They still might be. You know, like, I don't put it past this is the year, to your point about 3 road games. If it was ever going to happen, I think this is probably the best year for it because I'm not overly impressed by the teams that right now look positioned to be the 1 and 2 seeds. You're trying to tell me that Allen can't lead the Bills to 3 road playoff games against those teams? You're trying to tell me that Stafford can't win 3 road playoff games against these teams?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They absolutely can. I wouldn't be shocked at all if it ends up being Rams-Bills in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, look, right now it looks like it could be Seahawks, Bears, Broncos, Patriots as the ones and twos. I mean, they're good. I mean, they've earned that, but it's not the kind of teams we're used to with the Chiefs and the Ravens and the, you know, the Eagles, and we'll see if the 49ers get there. But it's that kind of season. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. Have a great week. Happy New Year, and maybe we'll see you at the stadium Sunday before you broadcast the game.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
There he goes. Hey, Ross Tucker with us every single week. So Ross there talking about the, and he brings up a point that we were talking about a little earlier, Hugh, that what's challenging about this for the Eagles is they don't control it, right?
Yeah.
If the Eagles controlled it, I don't even know this would be much of a debate, right? If it was as simple as they win, they're the two seed, I think most of us, if not everyone, would say, well, to just win the game, right? Just play the game, win the game, and go be the two seed. They don't control it. They need help, and that help requires the Lions. I know you morphed back into Detroit Douglas earlier in the show. That feels like a challenge to ask the Lions to go outdoors with the way they're playing right now and beat the Bears. I hope it happens. I just don't see it happening.
But it can.
Yeah, it could.
I mean, and to Ross's point, never want to be in a situation where you're not in control of it.
Right.
So, you know, there's that. But there's a sliver of hope that you can get the number two seed and have mm-hmm. a home game.
There is.
I think you need to take that.
I'm going to be fascinated by the practice reports this week and by how Sirianni speaks. I mean, look, I feel like last year, if my memory serves, we kind of knew midweek that they weren't going to play, right, with the Saquon thing. Because that was the debate last year. It was about Saquon. And it was about should they go for the record, should they not. I feel like around Wednesday or Thursday, it started to become very clear that they were going to sit their guys. We'll see when this stuff starts to come out. Sirianni was on the morning show today. He didn't really give anything different than yesterday. They're not going to tell us yet, but I think they will maybe by tomorrow, Thursday, it starts to come out. D in Wilmington is up. Hey, D.
I'm here, buddy. How you doing today?
D, we're good, man. What's up?
All right. I just want to say two things. Happy New Year to you guys, you know. And also, I want to give a shout-out to the Bald Eagle, man. Today's his birthday. So, you know, big ups to him. And, you know, your question for the day, you know, should we – be resting the starters this week? I definitely think so. Just for the simple fact, you brought up a good point earlier. You know, Washington does a lot of dirty stuff. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. And I know that's, you know, that's part of the game. But, you know, just this right now, we don't need any complications. So, you know, going forward with that, you know, that's pretty much it. And, you know, let's finish off the season strong and you know, see what happens. See where the chips fall.
Let's do it, D. No, I'm here, yeah, and Happy New Year to you, too. D, what do you got for us for Hugh's Clues? You got a guess here for Hugh?
So, I do. I had two.
Okay.
So the first one was, you know, Hugh threw me off earlier when he said, that, you know, it's a lot more use now mm-hmm. than it used to be. So the first thing that I was thinking about was expansion teams. So, you know, that was my first.
Yeah, like more new teams in sports. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yes. Then the second thing I was thinking about was medical cannabis.
Then he got two guesses.
He did throw two in there, yeah.
Yeah, and neither one of them were right.
Well, he tried.
That's right.
Good guesses.
That's the last guess of the year, I guess.
Well, the cannabis one was an interesting one.
I don't know why we be talking about cannabis all the time.
Well, it is more popular now in terms of legally than it used to be.
Yeah,
I mean, you would know that. I mean, I think anyone just has eyes would see that. Well, again, today was for the love of the game. If there was an actual prize attached, we wouldn't allow them two guesses. But again, it's for the love of the game.
Yeah, it's the love of the game.
Yeah,
this was a good guess, though.
You want to give everyone a third clue? Because obviously
clue?
People are you.
Hey.
I think the first clue got people on their minds in the right area, and the second clue really threw them. So let's see if you can bring it home with the third clue.
If you wear this item too much, it could lead to a false sense of security.
Okay, so now we've gotten somewhere. So this is a clothing item.
Yeah.
Okay, so it only took us two hours and 45 minutes to land on.
And I am okay with that.
Yeah. In reality, it probably should have been the first clue that it was a clothing item, but
I like to keep it vague,
yeah.
You know, a little vague.
These are the heavy-hitting clues today.
Yes. I'm sure you people are going to be thrilled at Hugh today after all this nonsense.
Oh, yeah, when it's all said and done, I'm going to probably get some mean tweets.
Yeah, and deservingly so. Speaking of you people, let's talk to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron!
All right, for the last time in 2025... Good morning,
Philadelphia.
Did he say good morning? It's 12:45 p.m.
Well, that's, he probably.
All right, for the for the last time in 2025.
There we go.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Now we're talking. All right, Aaron, what do you got?
Hey, everybody out there, please, please, please know your limits. Have a wonderful, safe, happy, you know, New Year's Eve. Enjoy yourselves, but know your limits. And don't be afraid to dial Uber or a taxi to get your hiney home on New Year's Eve.
Very good PSA. I mean, I am very comfortable in the spot of my life where I will not be going out on New Year's Eve.
It feels like somebody told me the other day, it feels like New Year's Eve is amateur hour.
Yeah.
I heard that. It resonated with me.
I think, if you want to go out, have fun. But, like, I will be safely at home, Aaron, well before midnight.
Well, my New Year's Eve is going to end at about 10 o'clock, and yeah. I'm going to be out.
There we go.
So another PSA. I think we need to focus on Hugh Douglas and his dating antics today. Hugh?
What?
I think you need to stay in your lane. Flowers is not your thing. I think, you know, if there is a dating site out there that caters to gamers, maybe get on that one. And instead of flowers, maybe take like a $10 or $15 battle pass to Helldivers, you know, on the first date. I think that would be a good, you know, icebreaker and kind of get the date going in the right direction.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to Something tells me Hugh doesn't date gamers.
Well, it's most of the gamers are probably younger. It's hard
probably.
To find older
gamers.
Mature games. Yeah.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like an anomaly. It ain't that funny, dude. I see over there cracking up.
why were you guys laughing yesterday at the rhythmic ball what did Jalen say again? Rhythmic,
what did he say?
What was it?
Rhythmic ball handling?
Rhythmic ball handling, yeah.
Rhythmic ball handling.
I mean, guys across, you know, the world should be familiar with this. I mean, everybody, every
right?
guy at some point
Aaron,
in their life
Aaron.
Is Aaron,
you took it too far.
Aaron,
taking it too far.
Gotta get a pause somewhere.
Aaron,
all right. Let's get back on topic.
Please.
All right. So I said it yesterday. You know, we got a tired team. We got a team that, you know, needs to kind of take a day off, get their minds right, get their bodies right.
Now, see, Aaron's on it. See, you got to listen to Aaron. Aaron knows ball.
Well, listen. Rhythmic I don't ball, think. I mean, are we worried whether it's San Francisco or the Rams having to travel across
yes.
the country, you know, come to our house to play against our defense?
Yes.
Well, I would prefer to play the Packers if I have my choice of the three, but we don't control it, Aaron. So I'd rather get the rest and then figure it out from there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know that Sean caller before, mm-hmm. I think he was on to something. There's just this, and call it, you know, reckless speculation, call it, you know, irrational, diehard fandom, but I just, deep down inside, I think that this team is playing possum, and I think when playoff time comes around, Kevin Betullo and the Sky Marshall and Nick Sirianni are going to be like, ha, 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 we fooled you all, and this team is just going to turn into a juggernaut. On its way to
I can't believe we're doing the possum thing in week 18. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I just have this sneaking suspicion, mm-hmm. and we have to because you know I can't deal with another Sixers year of watching a 7'2" soccer player stand at the. At the point, waiting for the ball instead of doing his job and getting underneath the net. I can't take another season of that. So we
wow.
need
Joel
the
Embiid
to go
taking
as far
some shots here. Yeah,
can.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys have a happy listen.
Happy
you guys have a happy New Year. I want to thank you guys so much. It has been one of the most memorable years of my life and what I've experienced with you guys and the you people and the trips to the Cowboy training camp and to McGurk's. It has just been an unbelievable year. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year.
You too, Aaron, man. We appreciate you calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we really do.
Yes, we appreciate everyone out there who listens and has over the course of all of 2025. So, yes, today is our final show of 2025. We'll be back on Sunday for the pregame show.
Sunday.
That's a 4:25 start.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was kind of thinking one. I thought we'd be done
with the day.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
again, I think 1 o'clock fits better for if you sit the starters. 4:25 feels more like a spot to play the starters. We'll see what the Eagles end up doing. But it is a 4:25 game on Sunday. So that's, after today, that's the next time we'll be on. And then, of course, back next week as we get ready. Next week's a playoff week here. You better rest up this week.
Oh,
we got a playoff week.
I'm going to get banged up. Go home.
That's not resting. That's not resting.
That Eagles landing or whatever?
That's not what it's called.
Eagles rare.
Eagle rare.
Eagle rare. What's called Eagles landing? Red rare?
Eagles landing. I'm going to get some of that.
Yeah. I think you have the wrong name.
Get banged up.
Okay. That's your plans for the next few days?
Yeah, for the next few
days. Well, you're not the only one.
And hell dive a little bit.
Uh-oh.
With McClain.
No. We talked about this. We talked about it. It's just we don't have to do it. We don't have to.
I mean, I just think it's funny.
Yeah, I know. Steve in North Wales is up. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Steve. What's up?
First things first, you know, happy belated holidays and a merry early new year to you guys.
Same to you, Steve.
For a little bit.
Same to you.
And I'm enjoying the conversation. I'll try and keep it quick here. My one thing I was wondering is, I feel like we haven't been talking about, like, why don't we have the starters play in the first quarter with our elite offense? We'll score 21 points, and then we can sit them the rest of the game.
So, Steve,
that might happen.
They could do that. I mean,
because you can't rest everybody. A lot of guys are going to have to play, so you're going to have to probably strategically. It might be like a preseason game. You might start the game, and Jalen might get a couple reps, and then you put Tanner in.
So I went back and looked, just to Hugh's point, Steve, on you can't rest everyone. I went back and looked at last year, the final week of the season, just to see who was inactive, just to see how many. So they had 11 guys inactive. It was Hurts, Slay, Devontae, AJ, N'Kobe, Saquon, Bond, Lane, Mailata, Dickerson, Carter. So it was like, you know, 60% of the O-line, the two receivers, Saquon, Jalen, and then a few defensive players. So they got to pick and choose, right? All 22 obviously can't sit.
Right. Definitely makes sense. And, you know, I feel like that would be the best way to go, right? Mitigate risks by letting them play a little bit. I think they still need to prove themselves a little bit personally, but we'll see. I was going to give you my guess and then a hot take.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Let's go with the guess.
All right. So my real guess is the fanny pack.
The fanny pack?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah, if it was a 90s guess. Thing, and then I have seen it more recently, that's pretty good. That's not it, Steve, but that's the best one I've heard today. All right, what's your hot take before we say goodbye?
Okay. I think we got to get rid of Jake Elliott. He's an elite kicker a few years ago, but in the past couple years, he's cost us over 50 points with like a 70% rate.
Yep.
I mean, we had the best kicker in the league in 2022, Dicker the Kicker, and we let him go. You know,
he's having a nice run.
He's having a great run. So I'll say this, Steve. I think for this season, it's that we're just rolling with this, and they're not going to do anything. And Steve, good phone call. I think that we're probably going to have a new kicker, or at least they're going to acquire a kicker this offseason, whether it's undrafted or it's late in the draft. I'd be surprised if they just roll back in 26 and hope Jake Elliott goes back to being an 85% kicker.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my question is, has he cost you a game yet?
No, but is that the right way to go?
Well, I think so. I mean, you, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But when I think about the kickers, like when I think of Young Wei Koo cost the Falcons some games.
Yeah, but you could get ahead of it before he does.
You're right. But that would be my biggest indicator, because it's not uncommon for kickers to move around a lot. It's very rare when you look at the kickers, the really good kickers in the NFL, that they stay with one team a long time.
Yeah, and the question is this just a tough stretch?
A hiccup.
Or is he truly about to be done? I mean, sometimes with kickers, sometimes it goes. And his percentage has gone from the upper 80s to 77 to 70-ish.
Yeah,
I mean,
you've been watching that meteoric fall for a while.
Yeah, but obviously he's a big-game kicker, and if he kicks big kicks in the playoffs, it might change their opinion. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit everyone's phone calls. We got to give you a fourth clue in the next segment, because we have no choice. We'll also be joined by Elliot Shore Parks, his take on the rest versus play the guys and what he thinks the Eagles are going to do. Plus, a fresh batch of NFC power rankings from Elliot. I can't wait to talk about that. That's next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.